the custom when somebody is drinking wine and he's amongst other people, so before he makes the beracha bore peri hagefen, so he says sabri maranan, which means pay attention maranan, my masters, and they answer the hayim. The question is, where did this custom come from, that specifically when we have wine we say sabri maranan and everybody answers lehayim? So there was a rabbi called Rav Shlomo Aluria. He explained that in the olden days, before they would execute somebody in the Sanhedrin, so in order that to allay his fears before they kill him, they would give him some wine, or they would give wine to, let's say, mourners in order to pacify them and calm them down. So therefore, before we drink wine, we're saying that this wine has nothing to do with those, you know, sad situations that brought death. On the contrary, the Hayim, that this is for life, that this is for something good. There was a rabbi called the Maharam from Metz. He said that the reason is that there were times in history that wine brought, Chas v'Shalom, curse to the world. When Noah came off the Teva, so he drank wine, and he got drunk, and his son or grandson took advantage. And then as a result, God cursed, and it was Arur Kena'an. So the same thing over here, we said that this wine shouldn't bring us any detriment, it should only be lehayim. According to Rabbi David Abu Darham, he says the actual tree that Adam and Rishon ate from, the Etzada'at, was actually grapes. So therefore, basically, he was drinking wine, and it brought death to the world. So therefore, again, we said this should not be associated with any negative story in the Tanakh, and therefore we say lehayim. Gemara Megillah, for example, gives a story of two rabbis, Rabban and Bizera, that drank wine on Purim. They got drunk, and as a result, one rabbi got up and slaughtered the other one. So again, we're saying that this wine should not bring us to any Chas v'Shalom negative things. The Midrash Tanhuma says that in the olden days, it was common that you had a wine taster, not to test the quality of the wine, but to see if there was poison in the wine. So therefore, when we're giving wine with people, we say, L'chaim rabotai, that there's no poison. There's probably reasons, I'm sure, there's reasons according to the Mekubalim as well, in Shana Kavanot, why we do it. But then custom is only by wine. Today, the custom is really by Kiddush, on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim. Rav Chaim Palachi writes in one of his sefers that this might be based on the passage stating that whoever recites a blessing over wine on Friday night will be granted long life in this world and a greater life in the world to come. So therefore, we're mentioning the Hayim. But again, the old custom was to say Sabdi Mananan, Lehayim, always whenever people were drinking wine, even casually.